Here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time, and I do mean it is time, to bring in Pat Pagano and a look at the forecast. But before we do that, a song for the forecast. We start that off for our friends who live in the Gulf Coast, especially Louisiana. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And now tell all of the listeners the real reason that Marshall played that song is because he's going to rush home tonight and make sure he is staying up.
Not even close.
To make sure he watches the Republican convention.
Not even close. Not even.
And that's where the bad moon comes in.
Let me put it this way. I didn't even watch the Democratic convention. Never mind watching the Republican convention. Hey, Pat.
Yes.
Watch the movie Ivan. Disney's. The gorilla.
Oh, is that the one about the bear?
The gorilla.
Oh, the gorilla, right.
It opens up. It's based on a true story. But the way they did it, and this is what I love about some Disney films, it's not told from the human perspective, it's told from the animal's perspective. And it's funny and it's heartwarming. And the animation is terrific, and the human actors in it are also terrific. And the voiceover work is just superb. It was a fun hour and 45 minutes, Pat. It was a fun hour and 45 minutes.
And that is that streaming on the Disney Channel?
Yes, it is. It started. Okay, it started. Okay. It's very, Pat, you will like it. If you, it's just well done. It's just well done.
Okay. Thank you for passing that on. Today will be a partly sunny, humid day with a scattered thunderstorm and the high 90 again. Partly cloudy tonight, 70, hazy, humid. Chance of a thunderstorm Tuesday. Any of the storms on Tuesday could be severe. Middle 80s. Then sunny and not as humid on Wednesday. Wednesday's going to be the best day of the week, 75 to 80. Sunny clouds getting more humid Thursday, 75 to 80. And we'll be in the 80s, humid, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday.
Now, what's going to happen in the Gulf Coast? I mean, they're not going to hit at the same time, but there's going to be a lull. Is it going to turn into a serious situation?
Well, I mean, whenever you deal, as you know, whenever you're dealing with anything tropical, it's always serious. And Tropical Storm Marco will move along the southern Louisiana coastline. So they're still in the danger of flooding, dangerous tides, you know, storm surge. But the storm will continue to weaken today and gradually fall apart. And then Laura, which is south of Cuba now, when she gets into the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow, she's going to intensify. Some computer models say that she could even become a major hurricane. And the thinking is that she's going to turn more north-northwest and head for the upper Texas coast, or the Texas coast, Louisiana border. Now, if that is the case and it holds true to form, the remains of Laura will turn around through the Ohio Valley and to the Mid-Atlantic and could mess things up here for the weekend. But if Laura goes into the central Texas coast, then when the turn occurs, it's going to be a lot further south. So it's just a matter, like everything else with tropics, it's a matter of waiting and watching to see what happens and what it does. And that's all we could do. That's all we could do. And those poor people on the Gulf Coast, I mean, you know, today they're bracing Marco. And tomorrow into Wednesday, I should say, they'll be bracing Laura. So, you know, but like one of the girls over the weekend has a sister who lives in Houston.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she says, "Oh, Pat, poor Barbara in Houston, what is going to happen?" I said, "You know, Judy, I just have to tell you one thing. It comes with the turf."
Yeah.
So she looked at me. See what I mean? I said, if you want to live in Houston, you have to have the mindset that every summer you have the potential of getting hit with a hurricane. And she said, but I said, no buts. I said, if this is the case and she, you know, they really feel threatened, pick up and move. I said, it's just like us here in the Northeast. If you don't like snow, why don't you get out of the Northeast, go down to Arizona. Huh. You know, it's like anything else. This is what comes with the turf, and you should know about it before locating. And that's it. And I said to her, I don't know what's going to happen with Houston. If the storm's going to go to Houston, right now it doesn't look like it, but it could. So she said, all right, I'll keep posted. Yeah, okay, fine. Our movie night was, I could tell you, it was delightful. But of the 7 people from the association who responded and did not see the movie, 3 showed up out of the 7.
That's just wrong.
And they didn't even notify me to tell me they weren't coming. They just enjoyed. We even waited. The movie was scheduled to show at 7. We waited till 7:15 to give them the benefit of the doubt. And the rest was outcast. So there was like maybe 13 people there. That's it. And I'm not doing it anymore. I mean, I'll continue to do the movie for the association. But as far as showing it at the lake, I'm not doing it. And I will tell the offices that next year, if you would like a copy of the movie and one of you would like to put this together and show it to the members, be my guest. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's just wrong to say that you're going to show and not show
up. It's discourteous. It really is. And I'm not going through a lot of trouble. You know, I got up there Saturday. Wasn't the coolest day, as you know.
No.
And I'm in that studio, and then I, you know, bring down the screen, get the projector running, get the generator going, you know, so we could size it all up on the screen, sound system's working, everything's working, social space out all of the chairs, set up the table for where the food's going, call the place, tell them what time to deliver, you know, the whole bit, you know, to go through all of this. And then, of course, you know, everybody just picks up at the end of the movie, oh, what an excellent movie, see ya, waves, and there's Pat with a big garbage bag, throwing everything in, cleaning everything up. And I'm thinking to myself all the time, Pat, this is the last time you're doing this. And that's it. So that's it for that. So they're going to have one less event come next summer.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I mean, but that's, you know, we had a show on with Jill Goodman and Karen Grigsby Bates about people that do this. And it's just they were just brought up wrong. If you're going to commit to something, you commit to it. And if you can't go, you say, oh, by the way, I'm sorry, I can't make it. You know, you do that at least 24 hours in advance. And then I can't make it for this reason. And you don't leave people. That's just plain wrong. It goes further than just missing a movie. It goes, you have wrong priorities in life if you can't let people know that you can't attend something that you said you're going to attend.
Yeah, and you know, Marshall, and the email explicitly says, dinner at 6, movie at 7. Please respond if you're coming, and if you're coming for both dinner and the movie or just the movie. And all those people responded, we will be there at 6 o'clock for dinner and the movie.
Unbelievable. Oh, well.
You know, and everybody's saying, oh, well, maybe because of COVID. Well, they before they responded, they should have thought about that.
Or else just say, you know, you're going to, I can't make it. You just let the, you let,
that's what you
I
have
can't
to do.
Make it. I
yeah.
can't make it. Right. Oh, well.
That's it.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on the Deep South and see what's going to go on with the 1-2 punch show with the tropical storms and hurricanes. And we'll keep warm up here.
Yep. No doubt about that. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.